Coinciding with the Olympic Games in London 50 years ago, the first competition for wheelchair athletes was organized. And today, disabled and able-bodied men and women can be found together in events ranging from challenges involving several kilometers to marathons and triathlons. Illinois' Scott Hollenbeck, a past national champion and world record holder for road racing, says people are amazed to learn how fast wheelchair athletes can go.
If you got a tailwind or a little bit of a downhill, you're going to have to be able to stroke the chair up to 28 miles an hour. But on a full-blown downhill, if we do mountain racing in Europe, or there's a race in Alaska, the guys hit 57 miles an hour. I mean, these things are fast. They're very aerodynamic. They're very stable because they got three wheels and you're close to the ground. The difference from running is there's a lot of aerodynamics and a lot of strategy in the racing. That's one thing that I love about it. I call it mobile chess.
Wheelchair road racing has all of the anticipation and aggression of bicycle racing and tactics like drafting, letting the front runners roll into the brunt of oncoming winds. But it all starts with technique, involving the chair's ring, that circle within the wheel.
So we get solid on the ring, and then that's where you start your power, and that goes from like 2 to 4 or 5 o'clock, and you're kind of powering into the ring, just pinching in a little bit, driving the chair forward, and then you do your follow-through, come off the ring around 6 to 7, and then you let that ring, because it's a circle, when you come off the backside, it'll throw your arm up, which puts you in position for the next stroke.
This sport's strength originates in the back and the chest. It's not always the racer with the huge arms that's out in front.
It's not about big muscles. It's about being an athlete, so that's a combination of whatever your skills are. This little skinny guy probably couldn't bench 170 pounds, flew by me on the hill at the Paralympic Marathon. You know, and a guy that can bench 400 can't push a wheelchair because he's too big. So there's a point where you don't want big muscles. You want flexibility, you want coordination, you want skill.
Olympic-style events for athletes with disabilities were first organized at the 1960 Olympic Games in Rome. The International Paralympic Committee was formed almost 20 years later, and those games have evolved into the second largest sporting event in the world. Penfield, New York's Bob Balk, a sit-ski medalist at this year's Paralympic Games in Nagano, Japan, says it's the same drive that powers all dedicated athletes.
Competitiveness and training levels involved in Paralympics is very similar to an Olympic athlete. I've lived at both training centers in San Diego and Lake Placid for both of my sports, skiing and track and field. And I live with Olympians and watch their workouts and watch my workouts, and they're exactly the same level of intensity and just different sports. So it's a smaller group of people doing it, but the people that are doing it are very intense at what they're doing and they're very good.
Balk makes personal appearances to help newcomers get into sports like wheelchair racing and is happy to serve as ambassador.
It's important to me to be at an event like this just to help other people realize that there's other options to just sitting in their everyday chair and maybe going to the mall. I mean, you get off your couch and enjoy life. There's so many things to do.
And through athleticism, Scott Hollenbeck preaches the pervasive societal attitude associating disability with inability is being broken down.
That's what's important here, is that people go after focusing on things that are fun and exciting and healthy, and not focusing on things that, such as what they can't do, you know, maybe what one might consider a negative part of their life. That does nobody any good, you know? I don't care if you've got a bum knee or an ankle or you're paraplegic. It's an excuse if you're not finding ways to stay healthy, keep your weight down, and be a positive person. I'm not into excuses. I'm into solutions.
Sportsnet is a network of 20 Rochester organizations representing mainstream sports organizations, community service agencies, and organizations representing those with physical disabilities. At Parenton Park, I'm Bill Flynn.